Hey, thank you, Matt, for the update on that project. I just want to say that for those of you that get the online edition of the Ann Arbor Observer, there was a link to an article in the Milan Sun-Times, I think, about a Dan Karpus who's been responding to fire calls for nearly 25 years and his wife, Kim. And in the article, it mentions that Dan is also a specialist in radio. So I'm just wondering if that is our Dan Karpus or there are multiple Dan Karpuses residing in Milan who work for the fire department and are specialists in radio. I'm sure I'll get an answer for that shortly. Anyway, next up is ACATO Don, our voice of noise campus. Frequencies are yours, Don.
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Yeah, I'll bet that's our Dan, but I don't know for certain. Yeah, my radio stuff was a little bit by, I think my fourth flat tire in the last couple of months. So at least I bought a really nice hydraulic floor jack, so that's paying off on the investment. It cuts the time to change them way down to take it to the tire shop again. Different tire this time. But most of my radio stuff has been working on these small wireless sensors, and I'm learning that a lot of these environment sensors can be a little bit flaky and can fail to return data and all. So I've got to make the software really robust so that they're kind of self-healing if we don't get a reading or if a sensor times out or gives an error. I don't want them to crash and need human attention. I want them to just restart themselves. So been fooling around with that a little bit, and that's probably about it for me. By the way, the repeater's sounding better tonight. I know everybody's on RF, but John was struggling to make it into the repeater, but most people are sounding pretty good tonight, so that's encouraging. ACATO, back to net.